You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined today by Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming. Molly, thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. Now, I want to talk about one of the stories that you've recently written in the Journal Record. This one is about law school acceptance tests. Some law schools across the country are now taking the GRE grad school entrance test instead of the LSAT test that schools traditionally have used. Why is that? Why are they looking at the GRE now?
Yeah, so there have been several reasons that Oklahoma's three law schools listed as to what the trend is. And one was that nationally, law school applications have dropped. There were 100,000 applications in 2004. And in 2016, there were only 56,000. So that's a pretty big drop. Since the LSAT has a reputation as being pretty daunting, the idea would be that the GRE would be less tedious. Also, allowing people who have taken the GRE would create more variety in applications. These are likely people who have already took the GRE, you know, for a master's program, so they would have different professional backgrounds.
So what's the big difference here, really, between the GRE and the LSAT as tests?
The GRE exam is a broad assessment, so it looks at skills the test taker would have learned in college, a test on, you know, critical thinking, analytical writing, verbal reasoning. The LSAT requires testers to read through some dense passages and answer questions, and there are some logics problems to solve. And from what I understand, it's also timed. I mean, I'm sure the GRE is as well, but the timing kind of makes that a little bit more difficult. You've got to get through that quickly, and it's not, you know, something you can just skim through. It's pretty dense reading passages.
So are any of our local law schools considering doing this?
No, they are closely watching it. I spoke to deans at all three of our law schools, the University of Oklahoma, the University of Tulsa, and Oklahoma City University, and they said they have not made a decision. At the University of Oklahoma, there was talk of maybe doing it in the fall of 2019, but like I said, no official decision has been made. But it's an interesting time to be in law school admissions, is what Dean Lori Jones at Oklahoma City University said, mainly because the American Bar Association is also considering eliminating an admissions test altogether. So there's an open comment time about that now. Lori said that she's not in favor of that idea, but she can see why allowing the GRE is a good idea.
So the American Bar Association is considering eliminating an admissions test altogether. So would that mean they're not necessarily leaning towards allowing the GRE as an admissions test?
Yeah, that's a good question. So 14 ABA-approved law schools in the country are allowing the GRE, and there's 200 law schools total. The association really hasn't taken a stance, so they haven't been against it. The law school standards, for the ABA's, law school standards, have a section that outlines the testing requirements for an admissions test. And Section 503 requires that the test be valid and reliable, which are two key phrases, especially with the Bar Association made up of attorneys. They look at words pretty closely. And so some schools have thought that they had found a test that would be valid and reliable. They thought that the GRE would do this. And October this year, the Educational Testing Service released a study that said the GRE could be a valid test for law school. The test was given to 1,500 students at 21 schools. The testing results were shown to be indicators of how someone did in his or her first year of law school. So if they did well on the GRE, then they also did well in law school their first year, vice versa. But the Bar Association didn't sanction those results. They didn't give them their blessing. So now any school that wants to use the GRE would have to have its own validation study.
There's a shortage of lawyers in some rural areas across the United States and Oklahoma. I mean, could this help encourage people to pursue a law degree and practice in their rural hometown?
That's what Dean Jones from OCU mentioned, and in my opinion, I think it could. One of the big issues about the LSAT is it's only given four times a year. It'll go up to six times in 2018. But in rural Oklahoma, that location isn't likely near you, so the GRE is given more frequently and is likely a closer drive to rural areas. So if a student could take the GRE, go to law school, then they might be more interested in returning to their hometown.
Molly Fleming is a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.